This is Akashwani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu will unveil the new flag and insignia of the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi today. She will also deliver the valedictory address at the ongoing National Conference of District Judiciary. The two-day conference organized by the Supreme Court featured five sessions on district judiciary issues, including infrastructure, inclusive courtrooms, judicial security, case management and training. Yesterday, while inaugurating the conference, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that atrocities against women and safety of children are matters of grave concern for the society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has condemned the incident that happened with a woman doctor in Kolkata. He called for creating a mechanism to punish the culprits involved in such crimes. Addressing the students and faculty members at AIIMS Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today, Mr. Dhankar stressed that action must be taken against those who shame humanity with such heinous crimes. Earlier, on the second day of his two-day visit, the Vice President addressed the cadets of Rashtriya Indian Military College, Dehradun. He appreciated the decision to admit girls in military schools. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach at the BEML facility in Bengaluru today. He announced the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper version is ready for testing and trial run and will roll out of the facility in the next few days. He said the passengers will benefit from it in the next 3 months. The minister will virtually flag off the Pilibhit to Mailani train service from the VIP terminal of Kempegowda International Airport in Bengaluru this evening. Senior JDU leader K.C. Tyagi has resigned as the party's spokesperson today. Rajiv Ranjan Prasad has been appointed as the new party spokesperson. Mr. Tyagi said that he's neither upset nor disappointed and he's still with the party. He added that he's JDU's political advisor and has political commitment to Bihar's Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavya has said that the government is actively exploring various avenues to ensure gig and platform workers are covered under social security. He said this while chairing a review meeting in New Delhi today. Dr. Mandavya emphasized that the government is working on a comprehensive strategy to provide them with the social security they deserve. A gig worker is someone who takes on short-term or project-based jobs, often for multiple clients at once, rather than being employed by a single company. In Telangana, very heavy rain continued to lash several parts of the state. Normal life has been severely affected in low-lying areas in various districts. The state government has directed district administration of the 11 districts that are on red alert to take measures on war footing to protect the bunds of lakes and streams. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has directed officials of emergency services to be available round the clock at ground level. In Maharashtra, rain has subsided in most areas, including Mumbai and its suburbs. However, the MET department has issued a red alert for Jalna, Parbhani and Hingoli districts. The India Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over western, central and southern parts of the country. It said that Vidarbha and Telangana region are expected to witness extremely heavy rainfall today and heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely at isolated places in Assam, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Kerala, Mahi, Telangana. In the US Open, Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiadi reached the mixed doubles quarterfinals. The duo beat John Pace and Katrina Siva 0-6, 7-6, 10-7 in the pre-quarterfinal match. They will face Matthew Ebden and Barbara Craig in the quarterfinal. Bopanna also entered the third round of men's doubles with Matthew Ebden. And that is the end of this news bulletin.